This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV report to the nation. How do you do? Hopefully you do well. Wonderful here. I use the word wonderful to describe the ladies who are here with me. Jennifer Horn is wonderful. Victoria Keelan is wonderful. Kara Schilling is wonderful. And I'm not too bad myself. So here we are with another hour, another opportunity, Jennifer, for us to knock the world on its you-know-what.
Well, sometimes you might feel like that after you get your tax bill, and taxes are definitely trending. We're in the midst of tax season as we approach April 15th. Taxes are just one of life's greatest certainties, right? No way to avoid them, but apparently there are certain places that you can live where things are a little better. From the checkout counter to that 1040 form that you pay every single April, what Americans end up paying in taxes depends largely on where you live. Now, all Americans are subject to the same federal tax code, but each of the 50 states has a, well, I guess it's going to be a broad authority to determine what the taxes are in the individual state. So USA Today did a great piece to talk about the states with the lowest and the highest taxes. So without cheating, ladies, let's go around the room. And gentlemen, Dougie, and tell me what you think the lowest and highest taxed state are. Victoria, we'll start with you.
Lowest. I would guess it's one of the retirement states, like Arizona, Nevada, or Florida, I'd say would be the lowest.
And, okay, so Nevada, would that be your guess?
Arizona, and then you're going to ask all of us, and then you're going to tell us what the states are.
You know what, I'll stick with Florida, because I know there's no income tax there.
All right, Florida for your lowest, and your highest?
New York or New Jersey. New York, I'd say New York, probably.
All right, Dougie, what do you think?
New Hampshire and California.
All right, Kara.
I'm just going to throw some wild guesses out there. Let's go for Alaska, and we'll go for New Jersey. Why not?
You are so smart, Kara. Oh, my goodness. The closest one is our friend Kara over here, who did really, really well.
Alaska.
Start from the top. Dougie, you're absolutely right when you say New York. Victoria said that. New York is the highest tax state, followed by Connecticut, New Jersey, California, and number five is Illinois. What was surprising is number six is Wisconsin, which I think is kind of odd to be on the highest tax state.
Yeah.
And then let's go from the bottom up. If you're looking for a place to move, Kara's absolutely right. You're going to want to consider Alaska.
Yes.
That is number 50 on the list. Well,
a free trip to Alaska, one way.
If you move there, you'll only get a 6.5% tax rating, which is the taxes paid on your percentage of income. That's pretty good. To put that in perspective against New York, which is number one on the list, New York pays 12.7, so just about double to live in New York. Yeah. All right, so the lowest five on the list. So from 45 to 50, you've got Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Wyoming, South Dakota, and Alaska. So there you go, some ideas as to where you might want to move. Nevada, you mentioned that one, Victoria, not too shabby. Number 43 on the list, so it is pretty low down there.
Yeah, the southwestern states, with the exception of California, are fairly cheap, and southeastern as well. I'm surprised Mississippi and Alabama, Arkansas aren't in that list as well. Kentucky, those are places where they don't have high taxation, but it's different. It's more specialized taxation, places like Kentucky, where they tax different things. They have what they call them social taxes, high taxes on liquor, tobacco, that kind of stuff. What are those called? Social taxes.
It's luxury. Is luxury?
No, tax? No. Luxury taxes are boats, cars, that sort of thing. They're called it's right on the tip of my tongue. I'll figure it out.
Well, while you think of it. One of the other big surprises, other than Wisconsin being number six on the list, is that Oregon, Okay. Hi. How about that? Number 12 on the list is Oregon. Oregon has no sales tax. So people in California always say dreamily, oh, I'm going to move to Oregon. They have no sales tax. Yet they're the 12th highest tax state because the percentage that they tax your income is over 10%. So you give up one thing, you get another. Sometimes there is no sales tax, yet they're getting you on the flip side.
On the flip side, so what are they using the money for is a question and a half, and it's a good question. We ask, you get into the tax season every year, discussion of how much you're paying and what you're getting for your money. You'll be distressed to know that the federal budget deficit has ballooned this year, growing 77%. The deficit now, that is the difference between what we take in and what we spend. How we could do this on our own, it boggles the mind because you couldn't. So tax revenue down, government spending up. There's a recipe. Wait a minute. This doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure out. The figures have been released.
The fact that we haven't slashed spending, nobody wants to, though. Nobody wants to get rid of entitlements. And that's how you really have to, that's how you have to get rid of the budget. That's how you get rid of the deficit, is by cutting where we spend most. And that's not the military. That's on entitlements. And nobody wants to give that up or talk about it.
The military could do a better job, too.
Well, the military could. But if you're looking, the military is like a dot on the pie graph of where the money of this country goes. The money in this country goes to programs, to entitlements.
Deficit hit $310 billion so far this, not this calendar year, but the fiscal year starts in October. So that's up $176 billion from a year ago, so it's almost twice, 77%. Treasury says part of the increase in the deficit due to a shift in timing of certain payments. The White House preparing a new budget for next year. It'll be released in mid-March. They vote on it because they have to get it all passed, but it doesn't start until October 1st. The deficit driven in part by the tax reform from last year, which now has turned into something that's blowing up in their faces. Treasury says the revenue from taxes collected from individuals for the last 4 months fell 2%. Corporations down 22%. An interesting number. Has that changed the amount of business we're doing? Has that encouraged more employees to be hired? Is that why the economy is as good as it is? A lot of people would argue that's why the economy is as good as it is.
Yeah, but part of the problem with the tax plan is that it was, in theory, supposed to spur a lot of hiring. And the problem is a lot of the big corporations didn't hire more people. They just gave more of a profit back to the stockholders. And that was kind of something that some people anticipated in some cases, but some employees got some bonuses, but not to the not on a crazy level, $1,000 here or there. But that's part of the big problem is that it just didn't spur on new hires the way that it was supposed to.
It's the same argument that people make against raising the minimum wage, is that so oftentimes when you do that, like in places like Seattle where they did it, people will just cut the schedules or cut the number of employees they have because the corporations are not going to make less, regardless of how much the worker is supposed to be making.
Mm. Well, you wonder, it's a push-pull, that's for sure. Let's say hi to some people who are following us on social media. Rick Ault, J. Martin, J. Frederick Cohen, how do you do? There are people who have... I'd like to read some of the comments here about what people's perception is of what we are doing. I think it's very interesting on the DJ Show podcast, some of the comments that are made and some of the people who have something to say about what we are talking about. And we don't know what we're talking about. I always love those. 15 past the hour. Keep the comments coming, please, on Twitter. At DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. It's the DJ V Show.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it as a market and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16 and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, let's have another swipe at government, shall we? I always love taking a shot, especially at the FDA, which I think is one of the most corrupt. USDA, EPA, they're high on the list of corrupt agencies. The FDA says that it's monitoring a lot of big companies like Walgreens and Walmart to find out if they're selling tobacco products to underage users. And the answer is yes, surprise! 15 big retailers are in fact violating the law. Since 2010, Walgreens has sold more tobacco products to minors than any other pharmacy. What the hell is a pharmacy selling tobacco products other than there's money?
Well, they all have, except cigarettes. For
CVS stopped doing it a couple of years ago.
CVS,
yeah, right. And their business went up because of it. The FDA focusing on teen vaping also and how much of that. Walgreens has said it's happy to talk, has a zero tolerance policy. Okay, well, that's like you say you have a policy, but do people enforce it who are behind the counter? And the answer is no, they don't.
I've never seen anybody get carded for cigarettes at a pharmacy, ever, in my life. No. Never seen that happen.
Well, you know, the federal government's so interested in regulating everything. Why don't they just tell the big pharmas that they can't, the big pharmacies, they can't sell tobacco products? You know, the reason they don't is because the same reason that they don't monitor any of these other things that are poisonous, because there's too much money in it. The tobacco people and how much money they launder through a congressman to get their way. The FDA is loaded with people from the tobacco industry that are regulators. I got to change the regulation because it affects them. That's what's so insidious. So who was it that said democracy is the worst form but the best form of government? I guess it is, but human nature being what it is, we are corruptible, it would seem. And the easiest way to corrupt somebody is to give them a lot of dough. And there's a lot of money being made. You know how much it costs? I think we were talking about how much it costs a soda, the Coca-Cola glass you pay $1.25 for at McDonald's costs less than a penny. And the same thing is true with tobacco products. There's huge profit. Every cigarette costs about 4 cents to make. And how much they charge you for those? It's ridiculous. So Boo Run, the FDA, and Walgreens and Walmart, 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't want to be the last man standing, but wait a minute, maybe I do. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line, decide after thinking it through. Go on in front if you're in such a hurry, like L&A waiting for you. I don't want to be the last man standing, but on second thought, maybe I do. It's getting hard to watch my pals check out, cuts like a wore out knife. One thing I learned about running the road is forever don't apply to life. Waylon and Ray and Merle and old Noro live just as fast as me.
Mr. Nelson, if you please.
Good friends left, and I wonder who the next will be.
Willie Nelson.
Be the last man standing.
Oh, he's got a good one.
Maybe I do.
It's a good song. He has announced a lineup for the Outlaw Music Festival this year. The tour announcing Phil Lesh and friends, the Abbott Brothers, Alison Krauss, the Revivalists, and a lot of others are on this summer leg of the tour. The festival kicks off in Bangor, as they say in Maine. It's Bangor, but Bangor. On the 14th of June, it, by that time it's warmed up. Up in Maine, it's okay. Have a concert in the middle of June, you're okay. Additional performances from Willie Nelson's sons, Lucas, and let's see here, Promise of the Real and Particle Kid. What's that?
I don't know. The name Promise of the Real is Lucas's band, and Particle Kid, I think, is another band that he's in or that the other son is in.
Got it. So the lineup varies by each of the tour dates. Certain fans will have a chance to see, for example, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, Steve Earle and the Dukes, Old Crow Medicine Show, Counting Crows, etc., etc., etc. The tour hits New York, Connecticut, Ontario, Pennsylvania, let's see, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, and stops, finishes in July in Dallas. Every tour date features a unique range of festival attractions, local cuisine, craft beers, local artisans. Oh, that's kind of cool. The Outlaw Music Festival, I'm going to bring it to the farm here in Framingham.
Yeah.
Made his debut in Scranton, Pennsylvania, with Willie Nelson and his family and Neil Young. And they always are together. What a pair they are, actually. Together, the two of them. I could be a fly on the wall when they're in the room together. Let's see. Who else is here? Sheryl Crow, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Leanne Womack. Sold-out shows have been so well-received that Nelson decided to take the Band of Outlaws on the road as a touring festival, both last year and the year before. The Outlaw Tour hosted more than 200,000 fans last year in theaters and arenas all over the country. So, if you want to take advantage of these, check out on the website. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10, outlawmusicfestival.com. You can get the sale dates, or at least when they're going to be in your location, or what the locations are. Outlawmusicfestival.com. Okay, that's the Willie update. See what else we have here. Updating Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood performing at the CMA Festival, revealing the Country Music Association, revealing lineup for the CMA Fest. That's pretty stacked up. Country superstars Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Carrie Underwood, Tim McGraw, Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert. She's sober, will be there performing through the festival.
With her new cop husband.
Nashville.
He's still around.
Yeah. June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Other acts performing nightly include Kelsey Ballerini, Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, Little Big Town, Maren Morris, Old Dominion, Pistol Annies, Rascal Flatts, Thomas Rhett. That's a pretty good lineup, I think, isn't it?
That's every name I've ever heard of in the world.
Yeah, it's a pretty good lineup.
4-day passes for the nightly performances available. They'll be experiencing live music every day from 10 to 5. So there's a lot of people here. When do you get the tickets? CMAFest.com. Go get their information. CMAFest.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is expected to face fierce questioning from House Democrats about her role in spearheading the implementation of President Trump's immigration program at a public hearing Wednesday. The Democrats will likely spend a lot of time on President Trump's national emergency declaration, to which Vice President Mike Pence, who was in Phoenix, Arizona, says,
"The truth is the crisis on our southern border today is overwhelming our system. Any vote against
the President's National Emergency Declaration is a vote against border security.
New satellite images out of North Korea show they are now restoring a rocket launch site they had dismantled as part of their disarmament pledge last year. This is just 1 week after a nuclear summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's going on in the world? What a state. The state we're in is in a state. It's the DJV show with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. You can like us on Facebook. As a matter of fact, on the Facebook.com/DJV show, I just posted pictures of Jennifer and I putting hats on. He went into a...
Oh, I remember. That was years ago. I just saw that.
Yeah, about five years ago. I just posted it. And you can see what Jennifer looks like in a cool hat, what I look like in a silly hat, and her father just looks plain silly.
I was going to Antigua, and we were in Pasadena, actually. Did we go to the fancy movie theaters, or did you just meet us for hat shopping?
No, I think we went to the movie theaters, and then we went to
hat
shopping.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fancy movie theater. It's fun. Yep.
Right. It was.
The eye pick.
It's just silly. Silly stuff, silly, but good stuff. It's we need to spend
time with silly stuff. All right. Now, I don't know whether Victoria's got silly stuff for us, but she's got some stuff. So do your stuff, Victoria. Let's get
to
it.
It's important stuff. It's not silly. It's very serious, unfortunately. The people in Alabama are still recovering from the tornado outbreak. It killed 23 people. It decimated portions of the Alabama County, Lee County, where they both touched down. Seven people are still missing. Search and rescue efforts have now turned into a recovery mission, according to the sheriff there. He said two anonymous corporations will pay for the funerals for all 23 victims, which is really nice. The president will get a firsthand view of the destruction when he visits Alabama on Friday. And there are some really kind of crazy stories coming out of survival, including a woman and her four children who missed the tornado that tore through their home only by minutes because she was at the store buying baby formula and had her four kids with her.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that was...
God. Yeah. Thank you, God. That's your reaction is, thank you, God.
Yep. And then on the opposite side of that, we're hearing a lot of these stories and they're just devastating. There's a woman who lost five family members in the tornadoes, but she has sort of been on the front lines and helping feed first responders, and she's kind of emerging as someone. It's her strength and faith in helping others is really remarkable. So it's just it's lots of GoFundMes are being started. You can easily find out, Google how to help the survivors, but it's a pretty devastating situation in Alabama. Mm-hmm. So thoughts and prayers with everybody, and I know it's thoughts and prayers, but in this case it is thoughts and prayers.
Yeah,
it's real.
It is. All right. Speaking of that, a friend of mine has breast cancer and is going through some pretty drastic treatment. I was just going through one of her posts on Facebook. And after there were about 140 different posts. And at the bottom, tell me whether you think this is crass or crude, or do we give another boo to Facebook because of this? So this woman has lost her hair because of what she's been going through in terms of treatment. So at the bottom of the page where all the comments are, after she brings us up to date on the treatment and we all comment, there's an ad for an FDA-cleared laser cap to treat hair loss. Is that tacky? Is that just me? The woman, you can see the picture of this woman. She has no hair.
This is a Facebook ad?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an algorithm. That's what it does. And so
it's happening all the time.
Yeah.
Really?
If you are ever shopping, I shop on Instagram now because they target me and they know what's in my brain and they know what I want to buy. Mm. And so that's all you see. But that's what an algorithm does. It scans through different posts and anything that's mentioned, cancer, there could be an ad for a Cancer Treatment Center of America. Or if there's hair loss as mentioned,
that's crass? Do we give a shout out or a boo out to Facebook, or is it just that's the way it is? And
in this particular case, this is where it's gone horribly wrong, and this is completely insensitive to someone who's dealing with so much. But
yeah,
you know, an algorithm is an algorithm. It's not personal. It's a computer, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, the computers are not thinking. That's for sure.
No.
Let's go back to the weather for a minute. I noticed that the affiliate we have. One of the affiliates in Montana is KMMS, and they're in the home of Montana State University, where one of our colleagues there sent me a note about what they're doing, the research that they're doing, new technology that they have developed to increase weather report accuracy with regard to severe weather anomalies. A professor in the Department of Computer Engineering in the College of Engineering there at Montana State University has been the co-inventor with some of the students working on this new weather technology. So it's really interesting to see what they're tracking, the vapors that create weather. I don't know that we think a lot about this. We just think about the weather, but what creates it? And so they're measuring vapors, apparently, differently, to detect. We all complain about the weather because the accuracy leaves something to be desired, or at least it used to. I think it's a lot better than it used to be. And I don't think it's going to be perfect, nor will it ever be perfect. I certainly depend a lot, especially in the good weather months, starting in a month or so from now, when we are having to be outside and do a lot of work on the farm, there, especially when it comes to haying season, I really depend, and sometimes I'll get, because if the weather's tight like it was last fall, and we were having to dodge rain every other day, if you want to make hay or do other things that are weather-related or weather-sensitive, then it gets down to the hour. And I have two different sources that I use, the hour by hours, and I usually back off an hour or so. Like if I see that it's going to rain at 5 o'clock, I'll start baling hay at noontime so we can I can hopefully be done by 4 o'clock because it may be that we're off by that much. But I think when you compare it to what it used to be, even though people compare, I mean, they complain about it, I think the weather forecasting is pretty good, Frank, and very helpful for a lot of us that are dependent on being able to do our work in the good weather. And so I'm taking my hat off to these people because this work they're doing out there at Montana State University is going to make the forecasts even more accurate. So hear, hear for them and for the folks at the school that are working on this. Good for you. That's a story. Is that kind of a good story? I'm learning how to share things that I come across, because I come across so much stuff. We all do. We all spend all of our days looking at things and trying to figure out what we want to bring to you in terms of conversation and information. So, and sometimes it's good to back it up if you post it on some social media. So is this something that's worthwhile to share on Facebook, or is it, now that I've had the conversation, no big deal, okay, we move on? What do you think, ladies? What should be the rule?
I think anything that strikes you as something passionate, you should share. Anything that, you know, that seems like self-explanatory, you don't necessarily have to.
Yeah. All right. So why don't I just, well, let's try this and see what we get for. I'll do it. I can do it. I'm a big boy now. I can share things on Facebook. I know how to do that. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Kara. They're all saying they're breathing a sigh of relief because they don't have to. Now, when it comes to sharing it on Twitter, maybe I'll need a little help. But at any rate, the point is that a lot of this good research is going on. When you look out in the morning, I'm seeing beautiful blue, clear skies. I love to fly on days like this because you never get, well, you the false security that you get when you, okay, skies are blue, it's clear, great day to fly. And last week when I went to California, it was a fair day. But remember we were talking about the jet stream and how aggressive it was over the last 3 or 4 weeks. It has lowered itself so that it's down much further south, and I won't encounter it much today flying across the country. But when I did it 10 days ago, we had about an hour and a half of bam, bam. You know, those flights that you cannot stand because the white-knuckle people are crying and food's flying all over the place. And, you know, you just kind of look around and what crosses my mind more than anything else. Am I in an Airbus or am I in a Boeing plane? I want to know what's going to withstand all this banging around. And it happened on that flight. I was in an Airbus. But anyway, looking out at the sky this time, like those people that Victoria's just talking about down in the south where the tornado winds were, can you imagine what they thought when they looked out the window at the clouds and the formations and the things that were coming at them as fast? Because in a tornado, it's fast, man. You got 30 minutes if you're lucky. And
that's what scares me the most of any of the natural disasters.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it's like PTSD from watching The Wizard of Oz, but for some reason, even seeing images of the funnel, it just freaks me out beyond all belief.
What's the line from not Follow the Yellow Brick Road? But what's the line, Dorothy in Kansas? You've arrived or something. Victoria, we can send her.
You're not in Kansas anymore.
Victoria, you're not in New Jersey anymore. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, you are. It's 44 after the hour on the DJV show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Rheumatic diseases in which the immune system attacks a certain area of the body are the nation's leading cause of disability.
One woman in 12 will develop some type of autoimmune disease during the course of her lifetime, and one man in 20 will develop some type of disease during the course of his lifetime. So very frequent diseases.
Mayo Clinic rheumatologist Dr. Eric Madison says new research is leading to better management of these diseases, including a number of drugs to treat the effects effects of rheumatoid arthritis. Another area of focus is on finding ways to avoid replacement of a disease-damaged joint with an artificial joint.
What we really would like is a new biological joint, something that can regenerate the cartilage, something that can regenerate the bone. So this is a major thrust here at Mayo and other institutions as well.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there, I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it as a market and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16 and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, just to show you the kind of stuff I have to absorb here, during this last break, I posted the story that I just talked about in some detail. Apparently, I lost the members of my staff here along the way someplace because they didn't know what the hell I was talking about. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, I have posted, and I feel quite accomplished at doing this.
You do realize we're doing this wrong? If you're doing a radio program and you're like, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, I've posted a visual aid on my Facebook page.
I'm like so checked out. This is why I said to Jen during the break, Jen, if you can tell me what he just said, I'll send you $100.
Why was that unclear? I thought I was very expressive talking about an affiliate that had Montana State University. These profs are investigating how to do better weather reports.
That would have sufficed right there. Now I understand what you're talking about. I just think it was the length of the explanation.
Yeah,
where
you surprised me with the professor and the new affiliate. I was with you on how much the weather models have been.
It's not a new affiliate.
That's where I came in. I came in at, wow, how much better it is to predict the weather, which, you know what, true statement. I mean, what did farmers do 75 years ago? Just look at the sky and hope for the best.
They put their finger up in the air and hope for the best.
So, that's what they did. Fake news on this show.
No. Well, but I was quite pleased with myself that I put it in. Kara says, well, you got to go back and put a caption underneath it and...
You have to have context, and yeah. So she's right.
Why do you always make me sound like some snobby jerk? I'm just trying to explain how to post things on social media better.
You make me sound like I'm a dumb old fart, and so I'm just...
I don't think she's doing that.
Wow.
Do unto others that you would have them do unto you, so I've just done it to myself. Apparently. All right, folks. Anyway, it's posted at facebook.com/DJVshow. You can see the picture of the Jennifer and my hat escapade, too. 10 before the hour.
Oh.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The point of being here on this program is to make your point, make it succinctly, take a lesson from me. I tell quick stories, I'm in and out. You know how that works? Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, does a weekend radio program all about pets, and he does the same thing. Tells quick stories, in and out, preparing for the next bit of information or help for people. That's what it's all about. Getting inside Warren's head. That's what we're that's what we're here to do today.
All right. A long drive, Doug. A long drive.
Yes, it is. Inside Warren's head. All right, well, let's take another long drive. Getting inside a cat's head is also not the easiest trip you can take. So what's new in the world of the felines?
You know, it's interesting. When I started doing my radio show 35 years ago, I started at 9, by the way, 35 years ago, the bottom line was 80% of my questions were about dogs. Now I would say 60% of the questions I get asked on the Pet Show are regarding their cats and their cats' behavior.
Really?
And here's why. Cats are nomadic by nature. They love change within their environment. However, years ago, we let our cats outdoors. We can't do that now. It's too dangerous. Coyotes, packs of dogs, drugs, all kinds of nonsense out there. So our cats are spending more time inside, and what happens is they become bored. So it's important to make the inside of your home outdoor interesting. Here's where people make the mistake. They'll go to the pet store, and they'll buy a $100 scratching post for their cat. They put it near a window, and everyone's happy. Look at the great, it's pretty, it's beautiful, a cat likes it. After a day or two, the cat has no idea it cost $100. He doesn't want it anymore. Go to the supermarket, bring home a cardboard box or a paper bag. It's like Kitty Nirvana. They're in heaven. So here's what I recommend that we do. Number one, make sure that you have a lot of things changing in the house for the cat to, so things like boxes. Now, here's what I do. I bring boxes in the house. I put one on top of the other, make a duplex, cut a hole, a kitty condo. So the cats always have something interesting. And remember, every box smells different. They're free. You go to the supermarket. One smells like chicken. One smells like onions. One smells like beef. And you can change the boxes every day. Again, they're free. Same thing with paper bags. Just remember to cut off the handles. So that's really important to make sure your cats stay really mentally stimulated. And try to look at life from your cat's point of view. This may sound eccentric, and you know I would never sound eccentric.
A little eccentric, you think? A little?
But what I do is when I bring any new animal into my house, so what I recommend people do is get on all fours, crawl around the house, look at the house from your cat or dog's point of view, in this case cat's point of view, and see how interesting it is for you from their perspective. If it's not interesting for you, chances are it's not interesting for the cat. So rotate the toys, cardboard boxes, paper bags, make sure you keep the cat mentally stimulated, and also give them opportunity to keep their nails trimmed. The best way to do that, cardboard box, get a piece of carpet from the carpet store, they'll probably throw carpet out, you pick it up, put the back side out, the nappy side of the carpet out, glue it to the back because that'll keep the nails nice and trim. And make sure you grow a lot of organic, healthy plants like organic catnip and other safe plants for cats in the house. So it really makes all the difference. One more tip. If you're bringing an outdoor cat into the house, a lot of outdoor cats have never used cat litter. They have no idea what cat litter is all about. Here's my secret. Take the litter box, but don't put cat litter in it. Take dirt and grass from outside, put that in the litter box, then gradually start increasing cat litter, decrease the dirt, and you can make the switch over. It's that simple, Doug.
Really? That simple? What happens if you don't use dirt? Sand or manure?
Sand, yeah, whatever's outside. A lot of cats are used to, a lot of people rescue feral cats, and God bless them that they do. But a lot of these cats have never used litter, so they're used to going on dirt or grass, and by making that in a litter box, making the transition is a lot easier as well. And also, the cat's food dish should be raised a little bit, about shoebox height, and give them several dishes to eat out of, not just one dish. So they have all food around different locations.
Fickle.
That'll keep them
felines.
And it'll keep them from marking.
That's where the team, that's where the term fickle feline comes from. There you go.
There you go.
All right. Here's, have you seen these Furbo dog cameras? A lot of professional dog trainers and vets have helped design the Furbo dog camera, which is designed to make sure your dog can always feel your love. So no matter where you are, there's a smartphone app for your dog that'll keep tabs on the tabs on the dog and also provide the dog with visions of you. So how do we get that operating, though? That's what I'd like to know.
You know what, Doug? There are sometimes our dogs just don't want to be with us. Give them a break. Let them get away from us for a little bit of a time. You know, listen, I understand the concept of camera. I have cameras in my house, so when there's a dog around, I can watch and see what they're doing.
Really?
But in terms of putting it around their neck or in terms, I don't know, I'm not necessarily a big fan. Let a dog be a dog. You know, every once in a while, a dog's going to dig a hole. He's going to poop on the floor. He's going to chew a shoe. That's what dogs do. Give them a break. Until we respond 100% of the time, don't expect that from our dogs or cats either.
Well, there's a lesson in learning, isn't it? Well, that's why Warren is as good as he is. Check out the petshow.com, or it's just petshow.com, warrenexine.com, or hugsandkisses.com, which is the preparatory line to say again, I need some more hugs and kisses for Daisy, as a matter of fact. Get them for your dog or your cat at hugsandkisses.com. 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.